This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Portland Trail Blazers set a franchise record over the weekend with a 141-88 victory over the Charlotte Hornets. It is the largest margin of victory in Blazers history. 53 points.
We were sitting in media row.
Holy balls.
And it was getting out of hand. And sitting there with Hyken and a couple others. And I was like, I don't think they're going to have a chance to get to the 50 piece.
Like,
we're going to have a whole quarter of garbage time. Like, it's going to be, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only did they get out there and hold their own, Jabari Walker said, I'm going to bury you.
Yeah, Jabari Walker, holy crap. He goes for 20 and 14. And it was almost like they're like, we got to play somebody. Let's put Jabari out there.
Jabari was working as the ball handler in DHOs.
Lord.
Like, that's where this game got to. But I think the more important thing is, like, how this game started. And this game started with Tumani Kamara making LaMelo Ball look like a high schooler.
LaMelo Ball, watching him, is watching the most hollow stat hunter of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it looks like. Like, he looks like a player. Remember in the early 2000s when that was like the big issue that people had with the NBA was the fact that you had a bunch of guys just playing a bunch of me ball.
Yeah.
And people didn't like that. And it turned them away from the game.
The and-one-ification of the NBA.
Yeah. And everybody blamed Allen Iverson, though that was flawed.
Yeah, it was flawed because Allen Iverson was the only guy on his basketball team capable of scoring.
Yeah. Yeah. And Allen Iverson was always like, I'm just going to take what they give me, and what they're giving me is letting me just run right by you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really damn good
at it. You know, he's in a lineup with guys like Aaron McKee and Dikembe Mutombo.
Don't forget Eric Snow, dude.
Eric Snow. Yeah. Yeah, those
Jeff McGinnis.
Yeah, those are your starters, folks.
Let's go, baby.
Blazers legend Jeff McGinnis.
Hey. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But watching LaMelo just be put in hell by Tumani Kamara early in that game, and then him just refusing to say, maybe this matchup isn't for me, boy, that was hell. And now you have, against Indiana and Charlotte, Tyrese Halliburton and LaMelo Ball are combined 1 of 13 from the field against Tumani Kamara.
I mean, it was just, it wasn't just that LaMelo was bad. It was that he couldn't get anything on Tumani, and mm-hmm. the stuff that he threw up was god-awful.
Yep.
And then when he got off the ball, two was like, I'm going to make your life hell. And he's going chest to chest with him, denying the ball 40 feet away. And I'm just there watching. I'm not even watching the rest of the action. I'm just watching what Tumani is doing to LaMelo Ball. And I'm just like, LaMelo Ball wants nothing. Like, mm-mm. he put his hands on his hips and just stood there, like, whatever. And he did. It wasn't just like a level of ambivalence. Tumani Kamara just took him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you're not, no, you don't get to play basketball.
It was a thing of beauty. His whole game, like start to finish, though, was a thing of beauty. Tumani Kamara by himself tied the franchise record for individual plus minus in a game.
Plus 45.
That's incredible. 20 points.
In 28 minutes.
10 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, 2 blocks.
Yeah, it was Tu's first 20-10-5 game of his career. It was his first 15-10-5 game of his career. Shot the cover off. I asked Chauncey Billups after the game, you know, what it is that, you know, that's what's different about Tu that he could have the defensive burden that he does. And when I say defensive burden, not just covering the best guy, it's the amount of work and effort he puts in. You know, Second Spectrum is the tracking company that does that has all the cameras in the building, and that data that comes out of that. Tumani Kamara has the highest workload in the NBA, and that covers how much ground he covers, but also he has what's called the highest acceleration load and highest deceleration load. That means he's stopping and starting more than anybody.
I also feel like a guy who is that aggressive as a defender, you mentioned 40 feet chest to chest with LaMelo Ball. The fact that he only has 3 fouls per game.
Yes. Being that physical and taking that many charges, like it's impressive. Well, he's earned the respect of officials. He has.
In year two.
He is on the all defensive team level of respect. Remember the way Tony Allen used to grab the living hell out of everyone?
Yeah.
But it was because he was such a good defender. It's like being a great scorer, like, you know, Austin Reeves. Why he gets to the free throw line? Because he gets the respect, because he drives all the time and he flops like crazy. Like, it's you earn that by kind of tricking the officials and making it, you do so much of it that you just get to the point where, like, you have to. You have to recognize it.
There was no level of tanking the Blazers could have done to lose to that Hornets team.
God, no.
I mean, you pull Tumani, maybe that game starts a little bit different if Tumani isn't playing. But that was never going to be in the cards for this team.
That's fair, but also, it wasn't just LaMelo. Mark Williams wanted nothing to do with Donovan Clingan. Donovan only finished, I think, with like 8-5.
Yeah.
But Mark Williams and any other big, anybody who wanted to go down the middle, Donovan was just bumping and chucking and just making sure nothing got there. It was
in another 20-minute game for him. Now, it was a blowout. You don't need to play him.
Don't run. They're about to go on a 7-game road trip. But if your
worry is that his gas, I mean, that's when you're going to get it. That's when you're going to start getting your legs is in games right now, right? If you're worried that he can't play 28 minutes a night, right?
Which I don't think he's up to. I think you're getting anywhere between 22 to 24 on any given night. Now, can he get to 30? Yes, but you're going to have him in stretches where he's not really playing offense, and he's going to have to pick and choose his moments of like when he's super aggressive, and he's always going to rest on offense. He's never going to rest on defense. That's not what he is, and that's what I love about him. But I get what you're saying, but I think they're just measuring his load, his activity, to make sure that they aren't overtaxing him, but also trying to get him his win. I try to explain this to people in the sense of like just how big Donovan is. We've talked about this off air, the whole idea of like guys his size. There have been 14 players in NBA history his size to register a 30-minute per game season. It doesn't happen.
No. And that's why I didn't go to the 30-minute threshold or even in a game like that. But you at some point you want to see, we're 57 games in now, you want to see that be like, all right, we're going to push him to kind of see where he's at. Whether you need him on the floor or not, you'd like to see those minutes. That's so far in the rearview mirror of that game, and you just look at a one-off game, you would just want to see those moments where you're starting to push him up a little bit further and further, because there's no way to get that experience, like what you were saying, the picking and choosing your times, when to do that, unless you're on the floor, gaining your lungs, gaining your time. Like where I'm looking at Luka on the TV right now, Luka Doncic, it's like he always would say, dude, I'll get my win when I start playing.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm interested to see tonight, and I think they will always want to make sure they have like a good matchup for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Walker Kessler,
and that's the thing—he's playing Walker Knight, who's basically his looper.
Okay,
like I want to
see Kessler playing.
I think he's going to go.
ESPN has him listed as out.
Oh, is he out now?
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Not Walker Kessler.
That's a bummer. Womp womp womp. Because
well,
he was questionable.
They don't want to win.
Well, somehow they keep finding ways. They just beat Houston.
Yeah.
Keontae George and Isaiah Collier just carved them up.
Yeah, but they're 2-8 over their last 10.
And those, yeah.
And they're probably sitting there saying, yeah, we just beat Houston. We can't have this happen. Yeah. Walker, take a seat, bud.
You're probably not wrong. Usually they typically do that with the other 7-foot white guy, Lowry.
Yeah. But then do it both. Pull that ripcord. One thing, though, that is interesting, we started this with Tumani Kamara, and I think it's a worthwhile conversation of, okay, this is not a fluke of what we're seeing. You mentioned he's already got the respect of the officials. Mm-hmm. And the bar just continues to keep climbing with a guy like Tumani Kamara.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.